just wanted to call attention and just open our hearts a little bit to the prayer over the offerings. You know, the three prayers of the main prayers throughout the Mass, the collect, the opening prayer, and the prayer over the offerings right before we do the offering, and then the post-communion prayer. During ordinary time, they stay the same from Sunday throughout the week, unless there's a feast day. When we begin Advent, we'll notice that they change almost daily. I think daily. But during ordinary time, we have them repeated throughout the week, and it's a great point of meditation and prayer for us, and sometimes we can easily skip over them. But we've prayed it a few times this week, and I'll pray these words. Accept, O Lord, the sacred offerings which at your bidding we dedicate to your name. And in order that through these gifts we may become worthy of your love, grant us unfailing obedience to your commands. So we're just asking the Lord to accept, you know, literally the bread and the wine, which is a symbol of our entire lives and everything that we bring to the Mass, all of our prayers, our intentions, our joys, our sorrows, everything that we bring. We're asking the Lord to accept these because at his bidding, at his command, at his will, at his wish, his desire, we present them to him. So what we're doing in this action is in a response to God's command. And so that through the gifts, through our offering, we may become worthy of his love. It's by through this exchange, this entering into this relationship of giving and then receiving, that we become worthy of his love. We say, so that that may happen, we're asking, this is the intention, unfailing obedience to his commands. So this is the secret to the spiritual life. This is the secret to sanctity, the secret to peace and harmony in our families and in our world. Unfailing obedience to the commands of Jesus. And this today and then tomorrow, these last 40 whatever hours of this liturgical year, maybe we can reflect on that spirit of obedience. How obedient are we to the commands of Jesus? And how do we know what Jesus asks of us? The mouth of Mother Church. When Mother Church speaks, when she says something is true, when she says something is evil, do we agree with that? And do we conform our life to the mind of the Church, which is the voice of God? Whether it makes sense to us, whether it agrees with us, whether we would do it differently. We pray for that grace of humility and obedience so that we can become worthy of the love of God. Not that we earn it, but it puts our hearts in a disposition. It opens our hearts to receive the faithful, unfailing love of the Father that requires us to open ourselves to him. And how do we open ourselves? How do our gifts become acceptable? By following his will, by surrendering to his command. So maybe we've done so perfectly this past year, maybe not. Let's ask for that grace that as we begin this new liturgical year, we ask for the grace for unfailing obedience to the commands of Jesus. Amen.